is First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Time to head out of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Zach Jackson with The Athletic joining us now. A little Browns chat, a little NFL draft chat. Before we get to that, though, buddy, how's the Peloton? You posting your results every day like everybody else? You really powering through those?
I'm trying to get a little exercise, a little fresh air. I'm trying not to lose it, Bo. I may be too far gone, but I'm glad to be with you guys.
Yeah, somebody said that to me. I was saying how in the lightning storm the day before, I said I took a little bit of whiskey, and they said, "Boy, look out! You could have a problem." I said, "We're long past that. Could have a problem. We're long past that. We've blown through that, my friend." The NFL's business has not yet been affected by this. Now, the Browns' business has, because they were supposed to report on the 6th, and I think it's something that really is going to be tough for them to overcome when you think about putting in the intricacies of this offense without the extra time that they're going to have. Let's start there with them. Kevin Stefanski's made no excuses about it, but it's hard to not say that this puts them a little bit behind the eight ball.
It absolutely puts them a little bit behind. Now, I think it's going to be a long time. We know how far behind. And I think anytime you have a new staff and just the way that the practices and stuff have been cut down, I think, you know, you go through the first month of a season a little bit blind anyway. But it's a detriment. It's not ideal. The front office staff was late getting together. The coaching staff was late getting put together. They were just going to be doing organized workouts this week, but it was about being there and meeting people in person and starting to install things and talk about things. We know last year there was a nice collection of talent. You know, how great, I don't think we'll ever know, but it just never clicked. So I think there's a nice collection of talent on this team still. And, for them to grow together, they need to be together. And nobody knows when that's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach, what are the expectations, I mean, up there in Cleveland? I know everyone has – bigger things on their minds, right, when it comes to this pandemic. But when I think of the Browns, it's kind of a lost season. And not just Cleveland, but it's going to be Carolina, right? Anyone who has a new staff. Heck, you're mentioning a lot of these guys are just starting to get to know one another on staff, working together, preparing for a draft for the first time. And I was telling Bo, this year's draft and next year's draft won't be the same because hopefully next year they'll be in person, right? So it's a whole new rhythm for next year's offseason. But what are legit expectations? I mean, I know Browns fans can be – they're diehard and passionate, but they can't be expecting 11-5 this year, right?
No, I don't think so. But I think the team's moved and aggressive enough to indicate that they think they can be pretty good. And I think when you look at the timing of things, for as much change as there's been and as much disappointment that there's been, we know this is a huge year for Baker. We know Miles is up for an extension anytime. We know Denzel is a year away from an extension. Nick Chubb is one of the best running backs in the game. You're paying Jarvis and Odell a combined $29 million, right? So they should want to win, and I think by not letting Jack Conklin get out of the first few hours of free agency, they're saying they want to do that. So, they have been a struggling, constantly changing organization that's in a division. All the sports, you know, talent wise, can they match up? I think they showed that last year. They beat the Ravens and the Steelers in the same year for the first time ever. They whomped the Ravens in the last game the Ravens lost between September and January. But you know, the reality is they're a year away from it being 20 seasons without making the playoffs. So we'll see. But I think expectations are they're far from outrageous, James, but I think realistically a lot of people think this team can win a number of games, and I'm one of them. I'm certainly not saying 11, but I think this is a team that should be a playoff contender.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Zach Jackson, our buddy with The Athletic, joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I actually think with Stefanski and Barry, I think masterful in free agency, and I identify what you need. I still think they have some holes. You got to have a veteran at linebacker at some point. You can't play all those kids. But beyond that, I like what they did. They focused on the offense. This is the Baker Mayfield season, though, Zach, is it not? Like, if they are putting him – a year ago, everyone thought you were putting him in the best position to succeed because you thought having his buddies coach him would be a positive. It obviously was not. So they go the other way, and now they're in a position of, all right, this offense with this talent and this tight end, and hopefully they continue in what they've done in the offensive line and those two backs and those receivers, if he's not great in this, and I tend to think that he'll have a very big year, or a good year anyway, and validate his being the number one pick, this is going to be the Baker Mayfield year. I think that's as simple as that. And he's going to have to be in position with this offense. They're a little bit behind, as I mentioned. But the way I view this thing is where the Browns go is where Baker takes them. And if it doesn't, then you got bigger problems.
If he plays well, they have a chance. And you just said it, Bo. If he flops, then this thing's in real trouble, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are multiple reasons that he struggled last year. And there were a couple of games where it was, like, just flat-out awful. There were times where he was just inconsistent. He forced the ball. He was put in bad spots. So, you know, I remember being at the Senior Bowl asking around, and one guy said, look, it's right in the middle. Everybody crowned him way too early, yet last year was such a mess that you can't write him off. Baker Mayfield's calling card is accuracy. And if he can do that and be efficient, they've put good people around him. You know, they can win.
Yeah.
He was not super accurate last year. He was not super anything last year. So no. We'll see. You know, there's so many moving pieces. Like, are they going to keep Njoku to help? You know, obviously they went and got Hooper and Conklin. Potentially they have two of the best running backs in the league, right? A former rushing champ and a guy who only didn't win the rushing title because of Freddie Kitchens. Like,
right.
The offense is there's a chance it's loaded, but you're right. The quarterback has to play well for any team, but specifically for this team.
Zach, I was looking at Daniel Jeremiah's, mock draft 3.0. I don't know what .0 it was, but anyway, it was the latest one. And it had Isaiah Simmons falling to 10. If I'm the Browns, I run to the table for that, for the main reason of you're chasing a team like Baltimore in your own division, and what better player to use as a multi-threat spy on Lamar in that run game than Isaiah Simmons? Would the Browns agree with me? Would they sprint to the podium if Isaiah Simmons is there and take him over a tackle?
I'm not only going to agree with you, James, I'm going to lay it out for you. San Francisco picks 13 and 31 and then does not pick again until the 5th. So the Browns take Isaiah Simmons, then trade one of their third rounders to get back to 31 and take their offensive tackle. And San Francisco gets picks in the middle, you know, without going into details and killing the whole segment here. Gets what they want. The Browns get two first-round players. They get Isaiah Simmons, and they get a left tackle. It just makes too much sense not to happen.
It does. Boom. It does. I'm with you. I think Simmons is that special. I think you're that special, buddy. Stay safe. Hang in there. Appreciate your work, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I saw you on the tweet. You guys were talking LeBron today, so I'm glad a second egomaniac from Akron could join the show.
That's right. Yeah, we get two of them, my friend. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.